弟兄姐妹们好。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，让我们可以在主的里面再相聚。
We will meet. We meet again.
刚才周信弟兄讲的，我们到主的面前。
Like our brother just mentioned.
我们来可以来呼喊阿爸父。
We come before our Lord. We call him Abba Father.
是何等的恩典。
Oh, what a grace.
我们一起念阿爸父，好不好？跟我们。
Let's call together, Abba Father.
阿爸父，我感谢你。
I thank you.
Okay, 再一次，阿爸父，
阿爸 Father,
我感谢你。
I thank you.
真是感谢主，他是我们最大的父亲。
Our Lord, He is our Father.
我今天有点感动，愿意跟弟兄姐妹交通的题目。
Lord, it touched me. I would like to share a topic with you.
是儿子的灵。
And it's the spirit of son.
我们要读几处的圣经。
Let's read scriptures.
第一处圣经在约翰一书三章第一节到第二节。
First one is First John chapter 3 verse 1 to 2.
约翰一书三章一节到二节。这就是我们唱的第一首诗歌。
That's our first hymn we sung.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。我们也真是他的儿女，世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必像他，因为必得见他的恩体。所以讲到父们是何等的慈爱。
Let's see how great the Father's love for us.
让我们得称为是神的儿女。
And we shall be called children of God.
我们也真是他的儿女。
And that is what we are.
那将来呢？我们见他的时候，我们就要像他。
When we in the future when we see him, we will be like him.
第二处的圣经在约翰福音一章十二节。
Second scripture is John, Book of John, Chapter 1, Verse 12.
约翰福音一章十二节，这我们大家都会背的哈，基督徒应该都会背这节圣经。
We all know this as Christian.
好，我们一起来读。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。我们如何能够成为神的儿女呢？
How can we become children of God?
圣经告诉我们要怎么样？
The Bible tells us,
接待他的这是再念一次，不要看哈。凡接待的，就是信他名的人，他赐他们权柄做神的儿女。第三次的圣经在罗马书
第八章四
到十七节。
Book of Romans chapter 8 verse 14 to 17.
罗马书八章十四到十七节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 14 to 17.
我们一起来读。因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子，你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女便是后嗣，既是神的后嗣和神同作后嗣，如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。这边有讲到三个那个中文翻成血字哈。
And here it's talking about the heart.
事实上，原文里面是做灵。
And in the original version, it's called a spirit.
所以神给我们呢，不是一个奴仆的灵。
And God didn't give us a spirit of a slave.
也不是不是在害怕的里面。
And it's not to fear.
而是给我们一个儿子的灵。
But He gave a spirit of sonship.
因为有这个儿子的灵在我们里面，我们里面可以来呼叫阿爸父。
Because the spirit of sonship is within us, so we can call him Abba Father.
像我们弟兄刚才交通是一个非常非常亲密的一个称呼。
And this is a very, very, very close calling.
我们里面来说阿爸父。
And within us, we call him Abba Father.
那圣灵与我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女。
And the Holy Spirit will testify with us that we are God's children.
也很奇妙，刚才在播饼聚会的时候，有一位弟兄就祷告，这个圣灵在我们里面同证，我们是神的儿女。
It was amazing, and in our union service, one brother and prayed about this. I mean, the Holy Spirit testified with us.
我们再把这一处圣经念一次，把那个心改成灵哈。
Can we read this one? We change sin unto a spirit
灵。好，一起来。因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。你们所受的，不是奴仆的灵，仍旧害怕；所受的，乃是儿子的灵。因此，我们呼叫阿巴父。圣灵与我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女。便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。好，最后一处的圣经在希伯来书二章十节。
Last scripture is Hebrews chapter four, chapter two,
第十节。希伯来书二章十节。
Hebrews chapter two, verse ten.
好，一起来读。原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，因许多的儿子进荣耀里去。就是所以完全呀。好，我们再把前面半节念，前面一半念一次啊。原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。这是神永远的心意。
This is God's eternal purpose.
要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
He will bring many sons into glory.
我们先有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们求你早晨与我们同在。
Lord, this morning we ask your presence be with us.
将一个儿子的灵来赐给我们。
Give us a spirit of son.
叫我们从心里面来呼唤你阿爸父。
Let us call you Abba Father from our hearts.
叫我们的心可以与你相会。
So our hearts will meet with you.
主，求你用你的话说在我们的当中。
May you speak to us.
主的话在我们当中没有遇见任何的拦阻。
May your words will not meet any obstacles.
愿你做成你的荣耀的工作在我们每个人身上。
May you let your glorious work be done here.
让我们真实成为你的好儿女。
Let us truly become a good son of you.
来体贴父亲的心意。
And then to know your heart.
主啊，我们可以来顺从你。
And so we can obey you.
来跟随你。
To follow you.
主，我们知道你，我们有一天见你，我们要像你。
Oh Lord, we know one day when you meet you, we will be like you.
虽然我们现在还不那样像你。
Even though we're not so much like you now.
但愿圣灵在我们里面做工。
Oh, may the Holy Spirit work within us.
叫我们多来顺服你。
So that we can obey you more.
好，叫我们就多来像你。
So that we will be like you more.
我们知道有一天你要领许多的儿子进荣耀里。
Oh, we know one day you will bring many sons into glory.
我们知道那一天我们都要在其中。
Oh, we know at that day we will all be there.
愿你今天就把一个儿子的灵来赐给我。
The spirit of sonship to us today.
叫我们知道怎么样来做一个讨你喜悦。
Let us to know how to please you.
我们把这段时间仰望在恩主的手中。
We place the following time in your hands.
求你与我们同在。
May you be with us.
对我们的心说话。
Speak to our hearts.
祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我要问大家一个问题。
I'll ask you a question.
在问以前，我稍微有点解释。
Before that, I'll have a little explanation.
在圣经里面啊，常常都讲儿子，对不对
？In the Bible, they always talking about the son.
那也许有姐妹觉得说，哎呀，为什么不讲女儿啊
？Maybe the sisters will ask why not daughters.
其实啊，讲儿子就包括女儿。
Actually, we talk about sons. The daughters are included.
因为儿子是一个刚强的生命，是一个得胜的生命。
Because the life of a son is a victorious life.
那是一个承受产业的生命。
It's a life to receive heritage.
那我们的都在其中哈，所以有时候圣经讲说我们是神的儿女，很好。
Sometimes it says we are children of God. That's good.
有时候神这样讲说，你们都是神的儿子。
Sometimes the Bible says we are sons of God.
有男的儿子，有女的儿子。
And there is include male and female.
是代表一个承受产业的一个生命。
And it represents a life to receive heritage.
Inheritance.
Inheritance. Yeah.
所以愿我们早晨我们来明白神的心意。
May we understand God's heart this
morning. 所以讲儿子是包括我们每一个人。
When we say about sonship, include everybody.
好，那我刚才说我要问大家两个问题。
So I'll ask you two questions.
你是不是你父母的好儿子？
Are you a good son to your parents?
第二个问题，你是不是天父的好儿子？
The second question, are you a good son of our heavenly father?
那今天周信弟兄领师，所以我就找他麻烦。
I'll ask Brother Joe.
你是不是你父母的好儿子？
Are you a good son of your children?Of your parents. You should ask my parents.
Okay.
I don't have a saying they have.
我们弟兄很有智慧。
Her brother has wisdom.
那我问梁燕麦姐妹，你是不是你父母的好儿子、
Sister Liang,
好女儿
？Are you a good daughter of your parents?
她点点头哈。
And she nods head.
那我们自己来问我们自己哈，我们小时候
Ask ourselves when we were little.
我们是不是？我们父母的好孩子。
Were we a good children of our parents?
那其实我们中国人哈讲里面就是要讲一个好孩子的定义非常简单。
And for Chinese, the definition of a good child is simple.
就是一个字哈，这个字是什么
？One word.
就是乖哈。
Well behaved.
就是很乖。
You're well behaved.
那如果再多讲一点呢？乖是什么？
What is well behaved?
乖就是听话。
You obey what they say.
然后呢，再多讲点，也
if you talk
再长大一点，代表要孝顺。
If you grow older, it will call is obey your parents' order.
然后中国人有个毛病，就是
and we have a kind of flaw.
就是一个好孩子呢，必须成绩要好。
A good child has to have a good grade at school.
那将来呢，要让父母得着脸上有光彩。
And then later on, you will bring glory to your parents.
或者讲一句有形容词，就是要光宗耀祖，这就是一个好。
Although you will glorify your ancestors, then you will be a good child.
大家是不是同意这样啊
？Do you agree?
我想我们基本来讲，好孩子大概就是这几个方面。
So for Chinese, this is what a good child is.
那从神来说呢？神要得到一个好儿子是什么样的
？But from the aspect of God, and what will be a good son in His eyesight?
其实中国人里面的这些观念其实都有点像，但是又不太一样。
And our concept is a little similar to this, but not exactly.
神要得到的一个儿子。
What the son that God wants?
就是一个有儿子的灵在里面。
Is a child who has spirit of sonship.
这个儿子的灵可以来让我们来认识父所要得到的事情。
The spirit of sonship will let us to know what father would like to gain.
那我们若有这个儿子的灵，我们就知道怎么样能够做一个好儿子。
If we have the spirit of sonship, then we know how to be a good son.
地上的父母希望得到一个好的儿子。
Parents on earth, they hope to have a good son.
多多少少有点私心哈。
More or less, it's a kind of selfish.
当然，这个也是一件好事。
But it's a good thing.
但是神要得到的一个儿子。
But what God wants to gain a good son is.
是为着他荣耀的心意。
For His glory.
是为着我们来像他。
And for us to be like Him.
所以我们愿意早晨我们多来认识神的心意。
And may this morning we know our God's heart's desire this morning.
我们可以多来更多的来成为。
So we'll become the children to please Him more.
所以首先我们要认识神要得着的是什么。
And then first of all, we need to know what God wants to receive.
就是我们最后一段的圣经我们读的。
It's the last scripture we read.
神要得着的是要带领许多的儿子进荣耀里。
And what He wants to receive is to bring many sons to glory.
为了达到这个目的，神就创造了人。
For this purpose, God created man.
我想大家都会背哈，神怎么创造人呢
？We all know and how God created man.
神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
And God says we were created man according to our image.
照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式。
And then, according to our image, and then we form them.
那就是照着我们的形象呢，就是 in His image 啊。
That means in His image.
是外面我们可以像神。
Outwardly, we'll be like Him.
那按着我们的样式，就是 according to likeness, 就是让我们里面也能够像神。
According to His likeness, and inwardly, we will be like Him.
所以神创造我们的目的就是要像他。
The purpose He created us, He wants us to be like Him.
从里面到外面都像他。
Inwardly and outwardly.
我想在座哈，我们有感谢主，有很多的 baby 在我们的当中。
Praise the Lord, we have many babies among us.
如果你去看望那个刚生 baby 的弟兄姐妹
，If you visit the brother and sister who just have a baby，
如果你跟他讲说，这个小 baby 啊，头发头上光光的，也没有什么头发。
If you tell him your baby doesn't have any hair，
那看来看去不晓得像谁。
And we don't know who this baby take after look like。
你的父母一定很不高兴。
And the parents won't be happy。
你如果想说 baby 好可爱哦，跟你爸爸妈妈长得一模一样。
You say, oh, how cute the baby is, just like parents.
父母一定非常高兴。
The parents must be happy.
神也是这样。
And so does our God.
他创造我们。
He created us.
他愿意我们跟他一模一样。
He wants us to be exactly like him.
他会像他。
He wants us to be like him.
如果我们说要用什么样的一个字表神神的性情，神长什么样子
？If we find one word to describe what God looks like，
那个字是什么呢
？What will be the word？
神是爱
，love。
神的样就是神的爱是神的一个属性啊，很好，神就是爱。
And love is His characteristics. That's good.
那是神。如果你要来描述神的
完全 ，If you would like to describe His
荣耀
perfect glory，
神是荣耀的神。
God is a glorious God。
我们要能够完全把神的这个性情能够说，实在是说不清楚。
If we cannot describe God's characters，
可能最接近的一个字就是荣耀。
The most likely probably the word glory。
哦，荣耀啊！
要 describe in the glory。
所以当所罗门把就是。圣殿献上的时候，神的灵充满了在那个殿里面。
When Solomon finished the temple and God did, it's upon it's come upon.
荣耀。
Full of glory.
对不对？神是荣耀的神。
And God is a glorious God.
他要我们也得着他的荣耀。
He wants us to receive His glory.
他要带领许多的儿子进荣耀。
He will bring many sons to glory.
不是我们像现在这个样子
It's not like what we look right now.
如果我们现在就都上天堂了，那天堂就糟糕了。
If we go to heaven right now, it's not glory.
那天堂就不是天堂，对不对
？The heaven is not called heaven.
但神要改变我们。
But God will change us.
他要来让我们像他。
He will mold us to be like Him.
像他哪一点呢
？And then which point will be like Him?
有像他的荣耀。
And then like His glory.
所以将来他可以带领许多的儿子进荣耀里面。
In the future, He will bring many sons to glory.
那在以赛亚书里面特别也讲到这一点。
And Isaiah it talks about this point.
在以赛亚书四十三章第七节里面。
In Isaiah 43:7.
就说，凡称我名人，是为我自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成。所造作的。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
所以这边就非常清楚地讲到说，神造我们的目的。
It is very clear that's the purpose that God created us.
是为着他的荣耀。
It's for His glory.
所以我们要来像他。
We will be like Him.
那甚至诗篇诗人也讲到说
，In Psalm
诗篇八十二篇第六节。
In Psalm 82, verse 6,
讲到说，我曾说你们是神，都是至高者的儿子。
I said you are God, and you are all sons of the Most High.
也许我们第一次读这节圣经的时候，我们会觉得，哎呦，我不敢读这节圣经。
Maybe at the first time when you read this, you say, "Wow, I don't dare to say this."
因为只有神他。一位是神，对不对？圣经很清楚的。
And because there's only one God.
但是这边讲到说。你们是神。
You are God.
他的意思是什么呢
？What does it mean?
我们要成为至高者的儿子。
We will become the sons of the Most High.
父如何，子就如何。
What the Father is, the sons will be like that.
那这就是神的心意。
That's the purpose of God.
这并不是说我们要高抬自己。
It is not we lift ourselves.
而是我们要看到神在我们身上荣耀的心意。
And then we need to see that God's heart's desire that God towards us.
也许我们当中有些人有这样的难处哈。
Maybe we have some hardships among us.
有这样的难处，就是说我们有时候觉得自己很差。
Sometimes we think we're not worthy.
也很多的人呢，在学校里面，也许功课也许不是很好。
Maybe you don't have good grades at school.
也许长得不是很漂亮。
Maybe you don't think you're pretty or handsome. You think you're not better than others.
所以在英文的里面呢，在这种美国这个社会呢
，In English, in America,
要强调说你要自我感觉，自我的感知要很好哈，就是说你要很好的esteem.
Yeah, in America, they emphasize you need to have a good self-esteem.
这其实哈，从人的来讲，当然是一个正面的。
From the point of view of a human, it is positive.
但是我们要更认识到，在灵里面呢，我们要把自己看到那个神要达到的心意。
But in the spirit, we need to know what's the heart that desire from God.
就是说，我们要认识神创造我们的一个崇高的心意。
We need to know that God's purpose when He created man.
不要轻看自己。
Do not look down upon yourself.
神的心意就是要我们来像他。
And His heart's desire is to make us to be like Him.
那如果说我们用分数来说的话，哈。
If we scorn this.
这神的标准呢，就是100分。
And God's standard is 100.
就是完全。
That is perfect.
主耶稣不是也说吗？你们要完全像你们天父。
And then Lord told us, you need to be perfect like your Father.
那神的标准这么高哈，所以我们不要轻看我们自己。
And then God's standard is very high, so don't despise yourself.
我们愿意把我们自己来更多的交给主啊，让我们可以达到他的标准。
We're willing to put ourselves in His hands so we can reach His standard.
所以。为这个缘故，神就创造了亚当。
For this purpose, God created Adam.
那亚当被创造的时候
，When Adam was created,
我问大家哈，亚当是几分啊
？I'll ask you, how much is the score for Adam?
几分？一百分啊！神的标准是一百分哈，没错。
God's standard is 100.
亚当被创造的时候
，Adam score.
我想他是零分啊。
I think he's zero.
他什么都没有嘛，对不对
？He has nothing.
他虽然有神的形象和样式
，Even he has the image of God.
但是他需要长，对不对
？That he needs to be grown.
就像小 baby 要长，他才能够
like baby
生命完全嘛
，They need grow and then his life can be perfect.
所以亚当被造的时候是零分
，When Adam was created, he scored zero.
但是他却有一个达到100分的生命
，But he has a life to reach 100.
但是我们知道，很可惜的。
Unfortunately,
亚当被造以后呢
，After he was created,
很快就犯罪了。
He sinned.
那圣经上讲到说，因一个人的悖逆，众人就成为罪人。
And the Bible tells us, for just sin entered the world, and we all become sinners.
Yeah, 就是因一个人的悖逆啊。那众人就成为罪人。有时候我们会觉得说，那亚当也只不过是吃了那个分别善恶树上的果子，没有什么大不了。
For one man, sin, so sin into all men, and we think Adam just eat a fruit, and what's a big deal?
但是我们知道亚当犯了一个很大很大的罪。
But we know he sinned greatly.
就是他的悖逆，他的 disobedience.
That's because of his disobedience.
这就是罪的一个开始。
That's the beginning of sin.
就是因为亚当悖逆。
Or because of disobedience.
这样罪就有一个人入了世界，死又是从罪而来的。
So the sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin.
那圣经上讲说，死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
And the Bible says, and then the death come to all men because all sinned.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果要传福音哈，要跟福音朋友讲说，我们都是罪人。如果有人他觉得说他不是人，你很简单，只要问他一句话。
And then when you share gospel with friends, if he doesn't agree we are sinners, you can just simply tell him one sentence.
你问他人会不会死啊
？You tell him that will man die?
当然，大家都会死，对不对
？Of course, we all die.
人为什么会死呢
？And why we will die.
因为我们都犯了罪。
Because we all sinned.
Okay. 所以真是我们很可惜的是神造人的时候这样崇高的心意。
Unfortunately, God has such a harsh desire when he created us.
可是我们却从亚当得到了一个这样一个悖逆的一个生命。
But we receive a disobedient life from Adam.
就是一个犯罪的生命。
It's a life to sin.
圣经上讲说，他们虽然知道神，却不当作神来荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
And the Bible tells us, for although they knew God, they neither glorify him as God nor give thanks to him.But their thinking becomes futile and their foolish hearts were darkened.
所以人的罪就越来越多。
So we sin more.
所以我们如果读创世纪，我们很快哈来复习一下。
Let's review Genesis.
Quickly.
Quickly.
创世纪第一章神造亚当。
In the chapter 1, God created Adam.
第二章神造夏娃。
And second chapter, God created Eve.
第三章发生什么事？
What happened in chapter 3?
人就犯罪了。
And then people sinned.
第四章呢，就有第一对兄弟被生下来。
And then chapter 4 is the first
brothers
were born.
他们叫什么名字？
What's their name?
该隐跟亚伯，对不对？
Cain and Abel.
很好嘛，对不对？
That's good, isn't it?
很不幸的，第一件凶杀案就发生了。
Unfortunately, the first murderer is admitted.
该隐就把亚伯杀了。
Cain murdered Abel.
然后，神是不是他的心意就这样子就失败了呢？
Is it means God failed?
没有。
No.
在第五章里面，神让亚当又生了一个儿子。
In chapter 5, God made him have another son.
在五章三节。
In chapter 5,
讲到亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象和自己相似，就给他起名叫赛特。
When Adam was 130 years old, he had a son. It's called Seth, and then has just like him.
亚当也生一个儿子，跟他长得一模一样。
Adam has a son, is just exactly like him.
这是神一个恢复的工作。
That's the recovery work that God has made.
神在赛特里面呢，要兴起他的后裔，来达到完成神的心意。
In Seth, God will recover what His purpose to man.
可是很可惜的，在第六章里面，人又开始犯罪了。
Unfortunately, in chapter 6, man sinned again.
圣经上讲说，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
第几节？
第五节，六章五节。
Okay, and then as the Lord saw how great man's weaknesses on the earth had been, and that every inkling of the thoughts of his heart was only evil.At that time.
六章十一节，世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。
Now the earth was corrupted in God's sight, and it was full of violence.
人就越来越坏。
And then the human became worse.
所以人现在几分啊？
And then now how much we scorned?
就是负的，对不对？
It's negative.
就我不晓得现在几分了、啊，不过假设最坏最坏是负一百分的话
，If it's the negative score is 100, negative 100,
我想我们现在可能已经负九十几分了。
Maybe now we're minus 90 something.
神非常的伤心。
And then God was sad.
所以在那个时候，在挪亚的时候，神就用洪水来施行审判。
In the time of Noah, God has the judgment through flood.
但是神就保全和他三个孩子的天下。
But he kept Noah and his three sons, his family.
神要还是没有放弃他的计划。
And he didn't give up his plan.
然后接下来我们就知道神拣选亚伯拉罕。
And later on we know God chose Abraham.
他还在大河那边侍奉别神的时候，荣耀的神就向他显现。
When he served other gods over the great river, and then God appeared to him.
亚伯拉罕因信神，神就算他为义。
Because Abraham believed in God, God reconciled him.
我们没有很多的时间来讲亚伯拉罕，然后接下来列祖的故事。
We don't have time to talk about Abraham and then the following forefathers story.
但是我们可以看见人的历史，基本上就是在神和仇敌和魔鬼的一个征战。
And then through the human history, we know it was a combat between God and the adversary.
神要他的儿子。
And God wants us to be his son.
魔鬼们做也做他的儿子。
And Satan wants us to be his son too.
我们到底要归向神呢？
And who do we belong to? We belong to God or Satan.
我们看见亚伯拉罕他有许多的失败。
And we know there are many failures from Abraham.
但是神还是给他够用的恩典。
But God's grace is sufficient to him.
让他可以生出以撒。
So he had Isaac.
那但是他在生以撒之前呢，他靠着自己生了一个以实玛利。
Before Isaac, by his own flesh, he had Ishmael.
在创世纪十六章十一节十二节里面就讲到说以实玛利是怎么样一个人。
In Genesis chapter 11, it's talking about what Ishmael looked like.
圣经上讲说以实玛利是亚伯拉罕凭血气生的。
The Bible tells us Ishmael was born by Abraham's flesh.
是属肉体的。
And it's to flesh.
十六章十二节，他为人必像野驴，手要攻打人，人的手也要攻打他，他必住在众弟兄的东边。
Well, in verse 12 it says he will be a wild donkey of a man. His hands will be against everyone, and everyone's hands against him. And he will live in hostility towards all his brothers.
我们知道以实玛利就是阿拉伯人的祖先。
We know Ishmael is the ancestor of an Arabians.
那你看这句话像不像讲以实玛利的阿拉伯人的？
Is this is well described about Arabians?
就很像嘛，对不对？
It is.
那不要高兴啊，我们也是像这样。
Don't be so happy. We are just like that too.
在血气的里面，就是像野驴一样。
In flesh, we are just like a wild donkey.
这边讲到说，他的手要攻打人，人的手也要攻打。
It says his hands will against everyone, and everyone's hands against him.
但是感谢主。
So praise the Lord.
神不停在这里。
And God didn't stop here.
神让亚伯拉罕能够再用信心里面来仰望他。
And then God Abraham look upon Lord in faith.
他就生了以撒。
So he had Isaac.
圣经上讲说，以撒是凭应许生的，是属灵的。
The Bible tells us Isaac was born by promise. It belonged to God.
然后接下来，以撒有两个儿子。
And then Isaac has two sons.
一个是以扫，一个是雅各。
One is Esau, one is Jacob.
就代表一个是属神的。一个是属肉体的，以扫是属肉体的。
以扫 represents belong to flesh。
雅各是属灵的，是属神。
Jacob represent belong to God。
因为以扫他轻看了他长子的名分。
Because Esau despised his inheritance rights。The firstborn rights。
雅各呢？虽然他的名字意思是抓。
Even Jacob names to take, to grasp.
他有这样罪人的天性。
And he has the sinful nature.
但是他有一点好，但是他要他知道神的意。
But one thing is good within him, he knows the God's heart desire.
他有这个儿子的灵。
He has a spirit of sonship.
所以神就在他里面做工。
So God worked within him.
改变他。
To change him.
让雅各可以变成以色列。
So Jacob became Israel.
如果说我们再看圣经的历史
If we see the history through Bible
有我们可以看有七对 的一个对比
There is seven pairs is contrary
该隐亚伯
Cain Abel
以实玛利以撒
Ishmael Isaac
以扫雅各
Esau Jacob
流便约瑟
Reuben and Joseph
以利亚大卫
Eliah and David
暗嫩所罗门
Amnon and Solomon
最后一对哈，就是亚当跟基督
The last one is Adam and Christ
我们就看到这个对比是和我们 就是看让神让我们看得何等的清楚。
From those pairs, it clearly shows us.
在我们里面有两个生命。
There are two lives within us.
一个 是属肉体的。
One belongs to flesh.
一个是属灵的。
One belongs to spirit.
一个是属地的，一个是属天的。
One belongs to earth, one belongs to heaven.
那问题是我们要拣选哪一个
？The problem is which one we choose.
我们若有神的儿子灵在我们里面
，If we have a spirit of sonship in us，
我们就会来拣选那个属天的。
We will choose the one heavenly.
但是我们若来背逆神
，If we disobey God，
我们硬着颈项
，If we stiff neck，
我们就要像那个第一个的这个、一对里面的第一个的一样。
And we will see the first pair, the
first of the pair.
Of the pair.
那这样子就神的心意就得不着满足。
Then God's heart's desire will not be satisfied.
哥林多前书第十五章四十六节到四十九节哈，说得很好。
In Corinthians.
十五章。
First Corinthians chapter.
十五章四十六到四十九节。哥林多前书十五章四十六节。到四十九页，他那边讲说哈。
First Corinthians, sorry, 第几章？
十五章四十六。
Chapter 15, verse 46 and 47.
他说：“但属灵的不在先，属血气的在先，以后才有属灵的。第一个人是出于地，乃是属土；第二个人是出于天。那属土的怎样，凡属土的就怎样；那属天的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样。”
So it is written, the first man, Adam, become a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. The spiritual did not come first, but the nature, and after that, the spiritual.
所以我们要感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们虽然这个原来被造生命是属土的。
Even our one were created, we belong to earth.
但是神要在里面做改变的工作。
But Lord will change.
让我们可以来被他改变，变成属天的。
So that we will be changed, and then we will to be heavenly.
我们主要做的一件事情就是跟神配合。
One thing we need do is to cooperate with God.
让我们可以来被神改变。
So that we are able to be changed.
那我们怎么样可以开始这个神在我们里面这样一个恢复的一个过程呢
？And then how can we let God become His recovery?
那我们很简单哈
，simply，
我们要第一个就是要来接受主做我们的救主。
First of all, we need to receive Lord become our Savior.
我们刚才读的圣经，约翰福音一章十二节。
And then in John, First John, we just read.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人。他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
The one who receive him and then who's believing him, he will give them power, children of God.
我们因信耶稣基督可以成神的儿子。
By our faith, we become children, son of God.
这就是从那个负的哈那个分数开始往正的第一步。
Now it's the score from negative towards positive.
接下来。我们要来认识神在我们身上这个荣耀的心意。
And later on, we will need to know the God's heart desire.
因为神让我们接受他以后，让我们成为他的儿子。
And after God led us to receive Him, become children of God.
然后神把他儿子的灵放在我们的里面。
And He put His Son's Spirit to us.
那要让我们来像他的儿子一样的荣耀。
And then we will become as glorious as His Son.
然后这样子。我们要怎么来跟随他呢
？How do we follow him？
我们要来看那位完全的儿子最美、最完全的儿子。
Let us to see this perfect and glorious son。
就是我们刚才第七对里面的第二个，对不对
？That's the last pair from the group。
就是那幕后的亚当，也就是基督。
The last Adam, who is Christ。
圣经上怎么描写我们的主耶稣基督
？And how by describe our Lord？
说爱子是那不能看见神的像，是首先的，在一切被造以先。
And then the beloved son is the one who's invisible, and then he was the first, and also the last.
Yeah. 然后圣经上讲说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满，有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And then he become flesh, and then he come dwell among people and full of truth and grace. And then we see his glory, and that is the glory from God, from Father.
所以主耶稣就是把这个神里面要得到一个儿子的一个好儿子 的他的样子就活出来了。
And then he lived out and that what God wants us to live.
我们知道主耶稣受浸的时候。
When Lord was baptized,
他从水里上来，天就开了，神的灵就降在他身上。那这样，然后天上就有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, and then at that moment, heaven was opened, and then he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove lightning on him, and there is a voice from heaven. It says, "This is my son whom I love; with him I am well pleased."
神的灵就是一个儿子的灵，就降在主耶稣的身上。
The Spirit of Son descended on Jesus.
所以父就说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
So the Father said, "This is my son whom I love."
那大家记得主耶稣刚开始要出来，他公开服事的时候，他进到会堂里面，他就翻开以赛亚书念一段的圣经。
When Lord first served, when he entered the synagogue, he opened the book of Isaiah and he started to read.
在路加福音四章节，主这样念说：“主的灵在我上，他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，报告差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。”报告神悦纳人的禧年。
In Luke chapter 4 verse 18, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he had anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to receive, to release the oppressed." And, yeah.
那他主的服事从哪里开始呢？
And where he started his service.
他就从主的灵在我身上。
And then start from the Spirit upon me.
那后来主耶稣在变化山上，他变了形象，成荣耀的形象的时候。
And literally at the Transfiguration Mountain when he has the glorious body.
有声音又从天上说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。”
And again the voice came down from heaven and it says, "My son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased."
所以主耶稣在地上呢，就是过一个神爱子的一个生活。
And then when Lord was on earth, and he lived a life which is the Son of God supposed to be lived.
主耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行了差我来者的，做成他的工。
And Lord says, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work."
主他的食物就是行了差我来的旨意，做成他的工。
His food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
主也说，只凭着自己不能做什么，只有看见父所做的，子才能做。
Lord also says, the son only do what the father doing. He won't do things according to his own will.
所以我们要怎么样来学习成为一个好的儿子呢？
How do we learn to be a good son?
我们就要来看耶稣怎么在地上生活。
And then let's look at how he lived on earth.
因为他凡事来遵行神的。
Because he obeyed Father's will on everything.
我们是不是这样呢？
Do we do the same thing?
我们要问我们自己，主在我们身上的感动，我们是不是来遵行他呢
？And we ask ourselves, when Lord touched our heart, do we follow him?
我们看见主在地上为什么这样子的奇妙，他有这样大的权柄啊。
And let us to see and then how why it's so amazing and he has such power when he lived on earth.
因为他凡事来遵行父的旨意。
Because he obeyed the will of God on everything.
所以今天我们在地上怎么样来生活呢？
And how do we live on earth?
我们也要凡事来跟随主，来听从主。
And let us to follow, to listen to the Lord on everything.
我们既然信了主耶稣。
Since we believed in
我们就应当遵他而行。
We should obey His will.
我们就应该让主的在我们身上感动，我们就照着神的感动来做。
And then when Lord touched our heart, and then we just follow.
我不晓得大家跟主的关系是怎么样。
I don't know your relationship between you and Lord.
我想我们常常有一个软弱，就是当事情顺利的时候呢，我们跟主的关系很好。
And then we all have a weakness, and when the circumstances are smooth, then we have a good relationship with Him.
遇点一些难处的时候，我们就有时候会跟神过不去。
When we encounter hardships, then we will not obey Him.
我知道有人跟神不高兴的时候，就不读经、不祷告、也不聚会。
And then I know sometimes when you don't have a good relationship with God, you don't read Bible, you don't pray, you don't come to the gathering.
这其实就反映出我们的里面那个心是怎么样。
And actually, it really reveals our heart.
我愿我们真是常来顺服神。
May we often obey God.
让我们的里面呢，不是好像来常常顶撞神。
And let us from our heart, let us not against God's will.
让我们能够从里面到外面被神来改变。
And let us to be changed by God inward, inside out.
求主也弟兄姐妹原谅我做一点自己的见证。
And then may you excuse me, I will have a story to share.
我刚才不是问大家两个问题吗？
I ask you two questions.
我只是告诉你我的答案。
And I'll tell you my answer.
就从人看来呢，我是一个还不错的儿子。
In man's eyes, I'm a pretty good son.
但我从小就是一个很倔强的人。
But I am stiff-necked, stubborn.
个性也很强啊。
I'm strong-willed too.
所以想想我以前挨打的时候，从来不哭的。
When my parents spank me, I cry.
那个有在台语哈，我们在讲台湾话讲说，如果头上有两个旋的人哈，是凶的，没有人敢来碰他。
In a Taiwanese slang, we say if you have two swirls on your head, people won't against you.
那我头上有三个旋。
I have three.
所以我从小就不太。听我爸妈的话。
Since I was little, I don't obey my parents. I didn't obey.
但我没有干什么特别的坏事。
But I didn't do much bad things.
但是我父母有时候管教我的时候，我就不服气。
But when my parents discipline me, I wasn't happy.
然后我生气的办法就是呢，以后我生气的时候我就不去吃饭。
The way I was mad at when I was mad at them, I wouldn't go eat with them.
然后他们也没办法。
Then they can't do nothing.
那我就觉得，至少我make a point.
And I've made a point.
就是我至少让他们知道我在生气。
At least I let them know I was mad at them.
然后过一段时间就事情就过了。
And then after a while, and then it went all well.
然后呢，我小时候呢也比较就是不晓得要关心家里面的事。
When I was young, I didn't care about my family.
然后你知道，在以前要过年的时候，家里都要大扫除。
When we had a Chinese New Year, we have to dust the whole house.
那但是我就想出去跟同学玩。
But I want to go out play with my friends.
那有时候就没有办法，爸爸妈妈就留下来，只好留下来。
And then sometimes the parents ask me to stay, and then I just stay.
那我记得有一次我妈叫我去扫地。
And I remember one time my mom asked me dust the floor, to wipe the floor,
sweep
the floor.
然后我扫一扫，我妈就把扫把从我手上抢过去。
And then after I did a little, my mom took the broom over.
他说啊，你这样扫不如我扫比较快。
And he said, what you are doing is, I'd better do it by myself.
所以你就知道我是怎么扫的。
And you know how did I do?
我还记得有一次我们要去市场买菜。
I remember another time we went for grocery shopping.
那时候呢，不像现在这么方便，你开车到市场，你买完东西就把东西装在车子里面就开回来。
At that time, it wasn't as convenient as right now. You drive to the store and then you come back.
我们要走蛮远的路去。
We have to walk far.
然后买的东西都要用两只手提回来。
You have to carry all the stuff you bought.
我就边提回来就边抱怨。
I was carrying and I was complaining all the way.
所以我就是这样一个小孩哈。
I was a kid like that.
没有想到说我这个提的东西谁给吃的呢
？I didn't even think about what the stuff I carry is for who.
但是感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我高中的时候信主了。
When I was in high school.I was saved.
就开始比较可以体会父母的心。
I used to understand parents.
就开始知道说，原来家里面的事情就是我的事。
And then I start to understand that the housework is my work too.
我还记得有一次暑假的时候，夏天的时候，刮了很大的台风。
I remember there was one summer there was a huge typhoon.
然后把我们家的瓦片都吹掉了。
And then the shingles are all blown away.
那我跟我弟弟呢，就跑到上面去修屋顶。
And me and my little brother, we went to fix it.
这时候我们就没有跑出去玩了。
We didn't go out play.
因为这是我们家里面的事。
Because that's our housework.
虽然 工作很辛苦了几天。
Even it was a hard work.
每天回来就是弄完累得半死。
And we were so tired after we fixed.
但是呢，我们知道这是家里面的事。
But we know that is the housework.Work.
就很心甘情愿去做。
And we were willing to do.
我讲这些是为什么呢
？Why do I share this？
我因为我们每个人里面，我们来让神灵光照我们。
And we may the Lord enlighten our hearts.
让看看我们的心如何。
And then to check how our heart is.
我们的心是不是跟天父的心是相合的
？Is our heart is correspondence with our Father's heart？
还是我们就像。圣经上讲以色列人是硬着颈项的百姓。
Or we like the Bible tells us that Israel they are stiff-necked people.
有时候我们要体贴神他的心，他神何等的难，他对我们哈，有时候觉得我们是很难办的人哈。
And then we need understand sometimes, and then God says those people are hard to deal with.
因为我们这样的人就是有时候呢，神对我们坏就是坏一点，就管我们一点哈，凶一点，或者说他来管教我们一点呢，那我们就离开他。
When God disciplines us, then we depart from Him.
那神有时候对我们好呢，在生命记三十二章十五节里面哈，三十二章十四节十五节，他就讲到一件事。
When God was good to us in Deuteronomy.
三十二章十四十五节，那边讲到说，神呢让以色列人吃牛的奶油、羊的奶、羊羔的脂油，巴山所出公绵羊和山羊和上好的麦子，也喝葡萄汁酿的酒。三十二章十五节，但耶稣伦渐渐肥胖、粗壮、光润、踢跳、奔跑。便离弃造他的神，轻看救他的磐石，敬拜别神，触动神的愤恨，行可憎的事，惹了他的怒气。
Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 14. Start 14. With curds and milk from herds and flock, and with flattened lambs and goats, with choice ram of Bashan, and the finest kernel of wheat.You drank the foaming blood of the grape. Jeshurun grew fat and kidded with food. He became heavy and sleek and abandoned the God who made him and rejected the rock his savior. And they made him jealous with their foreign gods and angered him with their desertable idols.
圣经上讲耶稣伦这个字特别讲到蒙爱的以色列。
And actually, the name Jeshurun it means Israel who loved by God.
神拯救以色列，保护他，看顾他，用最好的来给以色列人。
God saved Israel and protect them and fed them with the best food.
但是耶稣伦肥胖粗壮，光润踢跳奔跑以后呢？便离弃了造他的神。
But when Jeshurun grew fat and kitten filled with food, he became heavy and sleek. He abandoned the God who made him.
我们是不是也是这样呢
？Are we the same？
当神给我们身上有恩典的时候， when、我们是不是能够感谢他，而不来离开他呢
？When God has grace upon us, and then do we thank Him? But But do we abandon him?
是因为我们的灵在神的面前是对的。
If our spirit before God is right.
当我们有难处的时候，我们来感谢他。
When we had hardships, we thank him.
因为神的话说，我每逢责备他，我仍深顾念他。
And then because God says, when I rebuke him, but I still care him.
因为神万灵的父来管教我们，是要让我们得益处。
When God disciplines us, because it's for our benefit.
虽然当时候不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，但是以后会结出平安的果子，就是义。
Even at that moment, we won't be happy, but later on, we will bear the fruit with peace.
那如果神在我们身上有恩典，让我们很顺利的时候，我们更要来感谢赞美他。
When has grace upon us, we should thank him more.
我的时间已经快要用完了。
I'll use up my time.
我们可以跟弟兄姐妹讲说，要读经，要祷告，要聚会，要服事，要关心弟兄姐妹，要传福音。
Oh, we always talk about you need to read Bible to serve, to come to the gathering, and then to love each other, to care about others.
但是我们若没有一个儿子的灵，说一千遍也没有用。
If we don't have a spirit of sonship, if we repeat this 1,000 times, it's useless.
但是我们若有儿子的灵在我们的里面。
If we have a spirit of sonship in us.
我们知道神要得着的是什么。
And we know what God wants, what God would like to obtain.
我们也来当圣灵感动的时候，我们来顺服他。
And then when the Holy Spirit touches, we obey him.
我们来做一个顺命的儿女，而不是一个硬着颈项的百姓。
We become the obedient children, not the stiff-necked people.
那这样子，神就可以把他荣耀的工作做成在我们的。
This way, God will fulfill His glorious on us.
所以我们只有一件事情。
There is one thing for us to do.
就是来顺服他。
That is to obey Him.
在最后，在以弗所书五章一节里面。
In Ephesians, chapter.
五章一节。以弗所书五章一节，我们一起来读。
Ephesians, let's read together.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。好，就这样。所以神要我们来效法他。
And then be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, we need.
神把一个儿子的生命放在我们里面。
He put a life of sonship in us.
他把他的灵，一个儿子的灵放在我们的里面。
He put a spirit of sonship in us.
所以让我们可以来效法他。
So that we can imitate him.
好像蒙慈爱的儿女。
As a dear children.
神要我们在地上被他来改。
And he wants us to be changed by him.
在这弯曲背谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
In this corrupted and wicked generation, we will become the flawless children of God.
我们的心就是神和魔鬼的战场。
Our heart is the battle between God and Satan.
我们要做神的儿子呢，还是要做魔鬼的儿子
？And then, are we the son of God or Satan?
我们是要得到那个神所预备的荣耀呢？还是最后我们的结局是羞辱的。
Do we receive the glory that God prepared us, or we receive the shame?
真愿意主来恩待我们。
May Lord have mercy upon us.
让我们的里面是里面的心是完全向着他的。
Let our heart is totally towards Him.
我们跟神没有一点难处。
And there will be no obstacles between God and us.
好叫神荣耀的心意可以做成在我们的里面。
So that God's glory will be done on us.
没有那么难的。
It's not so difficult.
哦，这是何等荣耀的一件。
Now what a glorious work.
神要呼召我们来跟随他。
And God will call us to follow him.
神要带领许多的儿子进荣耀里。
He will bring many sons to glory.
愿我们今天就让神来改变我们。
And may Lord.Changes today.
愿神把他儿子的灵放在我们的里面。
May he give the spirit of his son to us.
好叫我们天天可以被他制作来改变，
so that,
让我们更像他。
So that he can mold us, so we will be like him more.
好，让我们有一天都在那个荣耀的行列里面有份。
So that one day we will partake the glory.
愿主祝福每一位弟兄姐妹。
May Lord bless you, brothers and sisters.
我们一起留点祷告。
Let's pray.
主你来怜悯我们，来恩待我们。
Lord, have mercy and grace on us.
哦，主啊，我们知道你何等爱我们。
We know how much you love us.
你创造我们，又救赎我们，为要我们与你到有份。
You created us, you saved us, and in order to your glorious purpose.
我们为这个恩典，我们感谢你。
For such grace, we thank you.
愿你帮助我们，让我们看自己，哦，像我们所该看的。
And then may you help us and to look at us and like who we should be.
让我们不轻看自己，我们也不高估自己。
Let us do not despise us and then do not lift us high.
哦，主啊，我们照着现在这样的情形说，主啊，你来恩待我们。
Like who we are, and then Lord, we say and have mercy upon us.
你把你儿子的灵放在我们的里面。
And then give the spirit of the sonship to us.
让我们做一个顺命的儿女。
Let us to obey you.
来遵你而行。
And then to obey your commandment.
哦，主啊，好叫你荣耀的心意可以做成在我们的身上。
So your glorious will be done on us.
除去我们心里面一切弯弯曲曲的，一切高高低低的。
And then and get rid of all the highs and high and the low crooked minds.
也减去我们里面所有与你为敌的做相敌的事情。
And then cut all things who are against you.
好叫我们的心完全的顺服你来归向。
So that heart will fully obey you and follow you.
好叫您荣耀的形象一点一滴的天天坐在我们里面。
So may your glorious image will be molded in us.
哦，我们知道有一天你要带领许多的儿子进荣耀里面。
And we know one day you will bring many sons to glory.
愿我们每一位都在当中有份。
And then may we all partake this glory.
让你的心得着满足。
And may your heart be satisfied.
我们把感谢赞美来归给你。
We give you thanks and praise.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.